If spring is a time for new life, new beginnings, have you ever thought about birthing a book club? Come on, I know some of you have. Well, how many people should you have? How do you pick the books? Do you go for safe books that most people are going to actually want to read? And how might a book club go off the rails? Well, we've got the person with some answers, or at least some thoughts. Tracy Thomas is creator and host of the podcast The Stacks and a regular on our show. Tracy, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what's good and perhaps not good about being in a book club?
Well, I think what's not good, we'll start there, is that you have to read whatever your group decides they want to read. And sometimes that can be a book that you're not interested in. So I think for me, that's what's not good. I think what's good is you can get so much more out of a book from talking to other people about it, regardless of what you thought of it, regardless of what they thought, just hearing different opinions, different insights on characters, or writing style, or even what happened. And then someone in the book club maybe can cheat and tell you the answer.
Yeah, right, right. No, I've been there. I'm in a book club. My wife and I, plus one other couple, decided maybe 5-6 years ago, you know, let's try it. Let's enhance our relationship with others in our kind of circles. And still going, we have about 12 people now. And as I heard you talk about that, what I found interesting is perhaps the books that get the most discussion are the ones that a lot of us didn't really like, but we're like, you know, what was it about it? What did I miss? What was the author perhaps trying to say? But Tracy, how do you think about numbers? How many people is a good number or range?
My first ever book club was me and one other friend, which was barely a book club. And then my second ever book club was my podcast, The Stacks. We have a book club. And now when we do our virtual book club meetups, there's about 50 to 60 people.
Oh, wow.
So I've never had a mid-range book club experience. I've either had me and one or me plus 60. So I might not have the correct answer here. I think ideally, if you're meeting in person, no more than 12, you know, but I think, you know, life happens. So I don't know if everybody comes to every book club meeting.
Yeah, yeah, they don't for ours. Yeah, so we often get right 8, 9, 10 or so. How does it work with 60? How do people weigh in your large book club?
Yeah, so my book club jokes because they call me a bully, which is true. We do it over Zoom and we've all read the book. I do a podcast episode about the book with a guest. And then a week later, we jump on this Zoom and people talk. But part of the reason people talk is because I tell them if they don't talk, I'm going to call on them.
Oh, you're one of those. Wow. And you sound so nice.
With 60 people, you really want to get people's different opinions. And a lot of the most interesting and thoughtful opinions do come from people who are kind of quiet and sitting in the back and don't want to say anything. And so I like to be upfront about that and say, look, I want everybody to talk. There's 60 of us. Let's all actually try and have a conversation. So sometimes it's a back and forth between two people for a few minutes. Sometimes it's different people offering their opinion. Other folks ask questions. They say, I really want to talk about this topic. So I think it works like every other book club, but there's definitely a little bit more facilitating on my part, or I say facilitating, they say bullying. It's really
right, Well, no, I mean, the argument is, right, if you, I mean, you joined, you chose to do this, so do it. I mean, I guess that's the argument for how to pick books. Like in our Make It Up As We Figure It Out group, we initially had a vote. Everybody nominated one or two books, and we had a vote on 12 for the upcoming year, one per month. And later on, we said, you know what? We have 12 people. We're just going to have each person pick one. And we got this huge variety. What do you think works as to how to pick books?
I think that's exactly the way that it should work, is that the group either votes on books or each person gets to pick one book, no questions asked. Another way that I've heard that sounds really great and sort of a mix of the two is that when it's your month, Scott, you pick three books you would really want to read, and then the group votes on those three books. That way, you know for sure you're going to be excited when it's your month, but also everyone's going to be excited, because I have heard horror stories of like, Amy always picks these horrible books that nobody wants to read, you know? So this way it's sort of everybody gets to weigh in. And then whoever's book it is, they are in charge of facilitating, you know, bringing questions, being sort of in charge of the setup.
Okay. Any other, just kind of coming back to the how to start something up, other tips for how to think about it, how to reach out to people, how to communicate, how to meet in the flesh or Zoom, all of those questions.
Well, I think the most important thing when starting a book club or anything where you're asking for people's time is to be clear on what the expectation is. I know some book clubs, nobody reads the book, and that's fine if everybody's on the same page. I know some book clubs, you can't come unless you finished the book. So just setting up really clearly what the expectation is for you and your book club. I personally think that people who don't finish the book should certainly be able to come to book club because sometimes they have insight. Like, I got to page 100 and I was so turned off by this character, I just couldn't finish it. And that can often prompt some really exciting stuff too. And usually because book club isn't really always about the details of the plot, it's usually about themes and ideas. If you haven't finished, you can still have thoughts about those kinds of things. So I am sort of flexible with that. But I do also say at the start of my book club, if we read a novel that month, there will be spoilers in this conversation. So if you're here, the expectation is you're okay with that, you know, but being really clear about what the expectations are. We're going to meet in person for 6 months and we're going to meet virtually for 6 months and letting people come and go as they feel comfortable. As long as the expectations are clear, I think you're in for a successful book club.
Does it have to be someone you think in charge? No, you're the boss of your book club. And I can imagine, right, at book club meetings, it can help if somebody's designated in charge. On the other hand, these are my friends, right? I don't always want to have a boss at book club. I have a boss already. I just want a casual conversation.
I think you should have a boss for each book club, but I love the idea of the boss changing. Whoever's book it is, they're the boss for that. Whoever suggested the book, they take leadership. Or if you do it at someone's house, whoever's house you're at, they're the boss for that particular month. Doesn't mean that they're the boss of you or that they're your boss friend. It just means in April, we're at Scott's house. Yeah. Scott picked the book. Scott is going to set up the questions. Scott's kind of going to lead and facilitate, make sure we hit the topics we want to hit and kind of just be more of a facilitator than a boss, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So I have to ask, how can book club meetings go off the rails? Let us count the ways. I mean, I imagine, and some of this may be from real life, you know, people going off on tangents. There are over-talkers and there are under-talkers. What comes to mind for you for how it can go badly and how to bring it back on the rails?
I mean, I think the number one way for me that it goes bad is when someone talks too much. You know, the person who's like going on and kind of thinking as they're going and kind of spirals out. That's my personal book club pet peeve. I think that sometimes if the book choice is a little dull for conversation, that can be really challenging because you kind of, you know, boy meets girl, fall in love, get married, the end. It's like, okay, well, there's not a lot to talk about here. So I think sometimes book selection can end up hurting book club down the line. Those are my two biggest ways it can go off the rails. But I will say, in one of our most recent book club conversations, we did something where we talked about like our personal lives a little bit more, and it ended up being a really fulfilling conversation about how we show up in community. So I think being flexible, being open to the whims of the conversation, you know, if you're really listening to what people are saying, often you can tell that maybe we don't need to stick so tightly to the text this time. Maybe we can talk a little bit more broadly.
Any other example of like a great moment or a difficult moment in your book club?
Yes, I have a great moment in our book club. We read A Mercy by Toni Morrison, which is a super challenging novel. Our book club meetups are usually 60 minutes or so. We were at about minute 50, and all of a sudden, one of the women in the book club brought up this topic about the Bible. And then I started riffing, and then someone else started riffing. And by the time we finished, we were like, oh my God, we cracked the entire novel. I'm getting chills thinking about it right now. I was so excited. It was such a thrilling experience to be talking for an hour. And then all of a sudden, all the pieces coming together and being like, you said this and you said that. And I think she was doing this with the Bible, and just like really kind of like sleuthing this super challenging novel as a group. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I like it. We've been getting book club advice from Tracy Thomas, host and creator of the podcast The Stacks, and she has suggestions for book club books, and we'll have the list on our site, hereandnow.org. Tracy, thanks as always. Happy reading.
Thank you.